So you were born April 25th, 1912.
Yeah, nice.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there though, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
And I've had two husbands to pass away on me, and all right, let's see. I've got two sons. I reckon one of them's a Johnson, and one of them's Akers. Bill Akers, I don't know, you might have heard of him.
I haven't.
He works at, where does he work at? GE. He works at GE.
Okay.
He comes back here every day, same time. You don't go home without seeing me.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. He's been my base, you know, to talk and tell him anything I want to. And he comes all the time, every day. He don't miss a day. If he does, he calls me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that goes.
So Bill's your son?
Huh?
Bill is your son?
Well, my oldest son, he's retired. He's at home. Yeah, he comes once in a while.
Okay.
He's a Johnson.
Okay.
Robert Johnson, I reckon. But I call him Bobby.
Now,
he lives on, let's see, now I don't know what road he lives on now. I don't write or don't go there. I haven't for a long time. It's not in my memory.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bill either, for that matter.
That's okay.
They come, but I don't know. I've just lost out on their addresses.
Now, you mentioned your address.
You
mentioned your address. Was it 4308 Longwood Avenue?
Yeah, that's the one where I lived before I came here, or wherever I was. They put me somewhere. It wasn't nice like this.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, and I was treated awful. And whatever they gave me to eat, I never could eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost. I was always real fleshy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went away to nothing. And when I didn't even know my own self.
Wow.
Because I lost weight so, and I didn't look like myself. I had red hair then,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, it's just all been a pipe dream, I guess. Might say it come and went,
mm-hmm.
but I try to think of a little of it, and I try to forget a whole lot of it. So that's the way that goes.
What are some things that you like to remember?
Huh?
What are some things that you like to remember?
Oh, gee. Wish I could think of some. I've got plenty of memories I should have.
Just putting them all together?
I had two husbands. Yeah, well, both of them are nice fellas, nice men. And they died younger than I am. Now, I'm 94. What did I say? I forget how old what year I was born.
Right.
I was born, must have been 1912, wasn't it?
That's what you told me.
Yeah,
yep.
Well, that's what's right. I guess.
If you want to change it later, we can.
Huh?
If you want to change it later, we can.
Oh, well.
I'm just teasing.
I think I'm right. But
how long did you live at Longwood Avenue?
Oh, gee, long time. I don't know the long time I lived there. Well, I lived there until they took me to put me in some nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
My sister died and left me alone, and I fell and injured myself, and they had to put me somewhere, and they put me down in some nursing home, but I couldn't save your life. I couldn't tell you where it was at. It was down the valley here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they must have just... I just fell away till I wasn't nothing but skin and bones. I probably wouldn't eat their food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes that people just stick any old food in front of you and think you'll eat it. And I didn't. To fall away like I did, I was just so skinny. And I didn't know my own self hardly. Of course, I never had nothing to look in.
Mm-hmm.
To know my own self. But anyways... Bill's always been, but I think, you know, he had more on him than he could take. I know he did. He couldn't just, but he did the best he could, bless his heart. I have two sons and one daughter. I don't know, did I tell you one daughter?
No, you didn't.
And she works at Hex, and she's in the beautician stuff. She buys and sells makeup, you know, mm-hmm. all that stuff. She works there. And she comes when she can, but keeping house and cooking and going to work, I know what that is. So
it's busy.
Everybody does, don't they? I know I did a lot of that. But anyways, I'm here, and I like it. Everybody's, of course, I don't go out there and sit for the rest of it. It's too cold. I can't, unless I put on my overcoat.
Right.
I can't stay where it's cold. Bill come in here, he'll cut it back. He'll mm-hmm. say, "Oh, Mom, it's hot in here." I said, "Well, cut it back. I'll put on my overcoat." Mm-hmm. I kid him a lot. He said, "Oh, it ain't that cold." But he comes every day. He don't miss a day. He got to see. Go see if Mom's doing all right. That's so that's great. Good of him. I don't know what I... Of course, he put me down here. I reckon he feels like he ought to look after me.
I'd hope so.
Yeah, he does. He looks after me. He comes right straight on from work. And mm-hmm. all stays till... sometimes his wife calls him. Sometimes mm-hmm. she knows. So I said, "Hon, don't neglect your home." "Oh, Mama, I ain't neglecting nobody. If I do anything, I neglect you." And mm-hmm. I said, "No, you don't. No, you don't." We have little arguments. I said, "You go home, because Mama don't want to, you know, messing up your married life." I said, "Oh, Joe, she's real sweet. She don't care, I know, but I know she had a daughter, got married about 2 months ago now. Her picture's over there. She's a real sweet girl.
Does that make you a grandma?
She comes around and sees me every once in a while.
Does that make you a grandma?
Yeah, I'm not. I reckon I am a grandma, but yeah, that makes me a grandma, don't it? Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I guess I'm grandpa, grandma several places.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one grandson named his baby after me, Claudia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he comes and said, "Nan, I want to ask you something." And I said, "Okay, hon, well..." He said, "Would you mind if we named our baby Claudia?" I said, "Oh, Lord, I'd be tickled to death." So he gave me a picture of her. She's over on her dresser. She's real... She's just going like a little weed.
Is this the young one over here?
Yeah. She's probably about 4 months old, maybe more than that old. I can't keep up with her, mm-hmm. but she's coming on. Of course, I don't see her like I'd like to, but...
Try and spoil her?
That's her name. I said, "Oh, no, name her after me, that's fine." So I ask Claudia every day how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
Bill said, "Mama, somebody think you're crazy." I say, "Oh, no, I talk to her and ask her how she feels, and he just laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Tells me I said, "Oh, just somebody talk to me." Even if she don't know she got a grandma mm-hmm. yet. Oh, me. Well, that's just about my life here. It's pretty nice.
Have you lived in Roanoke all your life?
No. I lived in Huntington, West Virginia for a long time.
Oh, really?
My first husband passed away, and I come back home.
Were you born in West Virginia?
No, I was born here in Roanoke.
Here in Roanoke, okay.
Yeah, born here in Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay.
And I married and went to Huntington, West Virginia. I lived there till my husband died. And then I married, I can't keep up with my husband. So. I had two, I guess. I had, my first husband was a Johnson, I think. You know, stuff like that, I'm glad it does kind of, but it comes and goes, you know, mm-hmm. your mind does on things. And I think I went by Claudia Johnson for a long time. Then I married her. Oh, me. What did I tell you any before that?
You told me Bobby Johnson.
Bobby Johnson, that's his name.
And well, then there was a Wilson, that wasn't
was
there?
That was my first husband, was Bobby. Uh-huh. Bobby was, no, that was my first child, Bobby was.
Oh, okay.
And Billy is by my last husband. One that comes all the time, stays with mm-hmm. me pretty close, knows what I'm, well, in fact, he put me on here and I didn't know a thing about it till I walked in here. So he looks after me. He comes and every day. Mm-hmm. You don't miss a day. If you don't stay long, that's okay. And if he does, I'm glad he comes and checks on his mom. Yeah, I'm going to check on you, Mom. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I know you are. But I don't neglect your family for me now. Oh, I'm not neglecting nobody. But I'm sure he sits down here, relaxes, and almost goes to sleep mm-hmm. sometimes. But that's the way it is, anyways. And this is a nice place. You have good food. Mm-hmm. The food's really, you couldn't find it no better. Of course, I was always told I was a good cook, but I'm glad I don't cook.
What did you like to cook?
Oh, everything. I just cooked everything. Green beans, potato salad. And I worked at Hollis College for a long time.
Okay.
And then that's where I went from. When I went to work, I worked at Hollis College a long time till I had to retire.
What did you do at Hollins?
Made salads, took after the girls, looked mm-hmm. after the girls and made, see if they made them right. Mm-hmm. I was kind of the overseer of the dining room, you know, just
okay.
the, what went on, what, how many tables to set up. And sometimes you set up all of them, sometimes you just some of them, but they have to be told. And I always helped them, jumped in and went along with them, everything. But it was fun. I hate that I had to. Mr. Woodson, did you know him?
Mm-mm.
Well, he had a big restaurant downtown, and then he took over. I didn't know this till after I'd worked at Hollins for a while. He took over the Hollins, like, territory of eating. And
uh-huh.
Like, it's kind of puts me in mind of all this downstairs, you know, when I had to see everything was okay and ready to eat and what was having and what to cook and all that mess.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there till they retired me, so I went then to, the silk mill and worked till they finally retired me there.
What was the last one?
I had a son to bring up, you know, and I worked, I like to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like to work in food. And of course, I didn't have much to do with cooking or anything
right.
of it, but I had to see that everything went right in the dining room, and it kind of puts me in mind of all this, puts me in mind of me
mm-hmm.
overlooking, you know, and everything. But it's, he also said, Mom's kind of what you did when you was working. I said, yeah, it is.
Kind Very of similar. Yeah. Were you able to, or did you take any classes or anything at Hollins when you worked there?
I don't know. I haven't said. Mr. Woodson, I think, has passed away. He's the one who run it. He was a mighty nice man to work under.
Mm-hmm.
No, they probably wouldn't take me now. They think I'm too old now. No, I don't think I'll try to work anymore. But I did enjoy it. I enjoyed doing the same thing that's going on here now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't say nothing. I think everything's all right.
Good.
But it puts me in mind of Hollins.
Good
Only
memories.
Only wasn't quite as many as they are here now. Mm-hmm. But there's a right good crowd. All went to Hollins College, yeah, and there were a big bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
I did one time know how many tables. But it puts me in mind of. We just had to set the tables up just like, you know, they ate every day, three times a day. Breakfast, dinner, and I reckon supper, or whatever I call supper.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, it was fun. I had to go, but when you get a certain age, you have to go. So
I understand.
I went on home, stayed with my mom, Well, where I'd been staying, of course, I think at the time, I was married, maybe. I had a, my sister has passed away last month, and I'm the baby of the family, and she passed away last month, and we come down off of, she was going with a fella, and I had a Ford, one of these one-seated Ford cars, you know. We went up on the mountain to see some people, and as we come back, the lights blinded. The guy that was going with my sister then blinded him, and we had a wreck, and I went over to Back Creek.
Oh, no.
And when I woke up, all I seen was the bottom of a car, you know, laying on top. Well, but I had right, I think it hurt my side here, hurt this side. That's why probably I have problems with it now. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of pain with it, and I've been running these girls here crazy about pain. Well, and they gave it to me though. I said, I don't ask for it unless I need it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be no. I said, but if I ask you for it, we should give it to me, because I don't ask for it unless I need it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm in pain and I need it, but anyway, that when I woke up, I was laying in Back Creek with that Ford. It was my car, a Model T Ford on top of it. I was looking up at that.
Oh, wow.
And it must have knocked me out for a while, but when I come to, well, they could get to me, get that car on me. I was working on the whole inside of it. I could see it. I said, oh, I like to not make that trip. I had a long time getting over it. I don't reckon I ever did, really.
Not that. How old were you then? Do you remember?
No.
It was a while ago for a Model T.
No, I was probably in my early 30s, maybe. About long in there. Mm-hmm. I wasn't very old. I was just young when I married, first time. My husband died, then I married again. And I was at Wilson, and I married a Johnson. Then I married Akers. I had three men, and all of them, I had three good husbands, and every one of them, the good Lord took them.
It's good that you had three good ones.
That was something else, you know. Think, well, here I am. All of them was good men. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, but I really never reckon ever kind of been on the swirl ever since. I'd go home and stay with my mother till she passed away. And my sister, she passed away too. So they're in the process of going to sell my house, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I don't, unless I marry again, I don't know about that.
Right.
But anyway, it's a nice home. Mm-hmm. But Bill said, Billy, that's my son. He's taking care of things. He said, well, Mom, you can't go back home and live now. The doctor says, positively, you can't live by yourself. And I said, well, I could marry again. I thought, well, he couldn't stay home all the time with me. Oh, I was just kidding. I said, well, I'll get married again. Get married again. He just cares. I carry on with him. Mm-hmm.
What neighborhood is your house in?
Huh?
What neighborhood is your house in?
That I lived in.
Yeah, the Longwood.
You know where the City Poor Farm is?
No, I don't.
Well, that's like going through, you go through Roanoke and you go to Cave Spring.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you, Mr. Lamb is in the lobby out here when you're ready for him.
Okay, thank you.
What, you got somebody else yet?
We have a couple today, so.
Yeah.
But no rush.
What was I saying?
Tell me where your house was.
You know where the city performed, if you don't know. It's on that road going to Cave Spring.
Okay.
You turn off and I want to tell Bill to give me a picture of it. He made a real good picture of it the other day and showed it to me. I didn't ask him for it, and I'm going to tell him I want a picture of it. It was a nice home, but it's just doctor's orders, so they go, Mom, they can't stay by herself. Yeah, I might fall and break my neck next time. But they look after me here. Well, I mean, he does, but they come in and check on me. Sort of like she's poking head up to see if I'm okay, you know, sometimes, and sometimes they don't. And as I say, I'd go out there and sit in that place, but they all, it's just too cold for me. If I can sit on the porch, I go on the porch and sit, but that cold, I can't stand it. Bill comes in and fusses, sits down there, but, Mom, how are you? He freezes me to death. Right. I said, well, turn it on, fix it, try to suit you. I said, I just can't get me cold. And I'm not cold. It's pretty warm in here.
Feels
now,
good.
Now, I guess it's pretty warm.
It feels good.
I put on this. I thought, well, I'll go down to that dining room. It's cold sometimes, and I put on something heavy. But I think it's too heavy for me to sit in here. But anyways.
Now, Sherry was telling me that you had an interesting story about how to get to school.
You what?
Sherry was telling me that you had an interesting story about how you got to school.
How?
She said something about riding trains.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
Well, the train just went like you go down from our house, but like you go from here to yonder. And they go along our house, by our house, you know. They'd always flirt with my older sister. They blow that horn when they passenger train all of me, and you know, they blow that. But when we'd be going to school, that's all I'd hear. I'd get on till the man in the caboose come out and get, God, I gas kill the fire. And I'd jump on. Don't you know better? I'd be sitting on the step riding the scooter. Yeah, I rode it. And they'd fuss. But she never did tell Mom, but Lord, I said, don't tell her. You know what a fit she'd have. Because I was the baby of the family, I reckon. But I like to ride on it. I'd sit down on the steps, ride on, you know. They went real slow, just get on, get off. Because it wasn't no fast train. I wouldn't try to jump in passenger trains.
Right.
Boy, they went fast. But them freight trains, them guys would come out, what are you doing, Gary? Scare the shoot out of me. I'd jump off by the hurry ride. Of course, I'd have jumped off, you know. But I didn't. I you couldn't hear everything.
How far was it to school? Or how
long
did it take?
Well, it was a
ride?
Mile, a little more. It was a long ways.
Yeah.
It was. And but I never did, after that, I never did try it no more. I thought that was, got me for that. I know if I jump on it again, they'd probably get me. Well, it was just like you'd walk along. You could sit down on it. It was going so slow, you know. But now passenger trains would go up through there, and they'd blow them old horns. My older sister would get out there and raise the lamp, you know. She flirted with them all the time. And I guess I picked up some of her goings, and she did. She got married and left home, but they'd holler. They'd blow their horn, blow that horn on them trains. And she'd get the lamp and get the window and it'd be dark and she'd wave it. Now that's how she flirted with the railroad men. they'd come and work on railroad, you know, tires and everything, going to school. I always liked to walk the railroad because it wasn't a lot of there wasn't a lot of dirt. It wasn't like walking through the, you had to walk through a mountain to go to school, to Ogden School that time.
Is that where you went?
I was still sitting there and off. It was the last time I was around that way. And one of these girls that my son went with has built a house right out from our driveway there at home. And up in the woods like that. They're building houses in woods. She built a house. I don't know if she knew that or not, but he did go with her, I think, a little bit. And he married some girl. I guess they do all right.
We hope, right?
Yeah, she's course, she's not like he is, you know, but he gonna come do as he pleases, mm-hmm. with, according to me. Mm-hmm. But I told him not to. I said, don't do nothing, neglect your family, honey, because I don't. I'm all right. If I'm not, I'll let you know. Oh, Mom, you would let me know now. I said, oh, yes, I will, too. Oh, well, I don't have to leave nothing. He gonna come, so I just leave him alone. Yeah. He got to be satisfied. He's been so good to me, you know, look after me. I just go on with it. Well, he's trying to sell the house. He's not having very good luck, I don't think. They worked on it all summer, you know, redoing it on the inside. Mm-hmm. It's got upstairs, two bedrooms upstairs, and a closet where you hang your clothes. And it's got, dining room, living room, and kitchen on the lower floor. Mm-hmm. It's a nice home. I like to go back there myself.
It sounds like
it. I mentioned it, but it didn't get nowhere.
What did you like about living there?
Huh?
What did you like about living in your house, in that area?
I loved living out there. It's not, of course, now the transportation was what was, if you had to go to town, or mm-hmm. you had to go all the way to South Road O'Kill to catch a streetcar.
Okay.
So if you didn't drive, which I went to work, bought me a car, so I drove then. I had a car and I drove till, I reckon, I don't know what happened. Some of that I don't remember. I don't remember where that was when after I had that wreck or stole my car. I probably wasn't working, didn't have any money to have it fixed. Maybe I just sold it like it was and somebody, it was a nice little car. Somebody fixed it up and went on with it. But that's what they did with that, I think. I guess I married again, probably drove. I went to Huntington, West Virginia and lived for a long time with my husband until he passed away. All my husbands have passed away and I didn't kill them.
I wasn't thinking that.
I don't know. I said, somebody said, well, sounds to me like you might give them something, you know, mm-hmm. just kidding me. And I said, well, no. But they all was young men. They wasn't really old. I don't know. What. Just had different things that went around. It kind of slips my mind what they worked at. One of my husbands worked on cars and boys. If there's anything wrong with your car, he could really work on that. Mm-hmm. He'd put it back just like it was, almost.
That's a good person to have in the family.
Uh-huh.
That's a good person to have in the family.
Yeah, he kept the cars on the road for me to go to work. But he didn't live long.
Hi, Brian.
Oh,
I am. I'm sorry I ran so late. I didn't know if you brought your kid or not, and I brought extra folders for you.
Okay.
Mama. Lay it on the bed, honey. You ain't hurt.
Okay. So there's
now
three
mama.
Veterans kids and neighborhood kids, because I didn't know what you needed and questions too.
That's fine.
So
yeah,
okay.
I just went by and the Laura real quick. We found a few extra veterans.
So. Oh, did you? Okay, great.
Okay.
Aww. Well, thanks for doing this. I'm sorry we're running late. Jefferson Street's blocked off.
Is that
right
your
now,
baby?
So I had to find a way around it. No, this is my little girl.
Is that your girl? Mm-hmm. Is that your girl?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, I thought
I'm working with Alicia.
He's a volunteer.
Oh,
I work
please
in the library.
Please don't cry. Daddy ain't gonna hurt you. Daddy's got a baby sitting on the dresser there named Claudia. Yeah, my grandson said, Mom. My baby comes up, I'm going to name it after you. Said, I'm going to name it after you. Tommy said, Grandma, that's what he said. Grandma, when my baby comes, that's what I'm going to name it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So he sent me a picture of her.
She's beautiful.
So Claudia and I talk a lot.
That's good.
Come on, sit down, hon.
Well, that's right. I have to get going, but I wanted to stop by and just drop this off. And thank you, Brian, for doing this. I appreciate it. enjoy.
Well, you can leave that baby here, Smitty. Oh, you wouldn't quack, quack. No. Now you just pile up something, you'd play a big time.
Yeah, we'll just suck our thumb and it'll stop.
Oh, I know how they are.
Bye.
Oh, they don't like new places. Is that your baby?
No, it isn't. No, I work with Alicia, and that's her baby.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe if I were coming in, and that baby was your baby.
No, not mine.
Do you have any children?
I don't. I have a little beagle that the vet made us put her on a diet, and then I have a fat cat that the vet made us put him on a diet. But no kids yet, no.
Well, that's okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have babies.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, I had two boys and a girl when I was raising a family, and I think I lost one of them. Can't remember. My memory is not good like it once was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember things,
mm-hmm.
but I remember a whole lot. I think sometimes, well, I can't remember it.
What was your daughter's name?
Yeah. So that's the way it is.
What was your daughter's name?
She works at Hex. Mm-hmm. My daughter. I've got one daughter and two sons. She works at Hex. She works in the beauty part. Mm-hmm. And she's nice. You'd enjoy her. I mean, she's... Of course, she married a goody coon, so I don't know whether you ever run up with him or not. But her husband, he's a mess. He's cute, too. I like Georgie. Georgie and I have a ball fussing at one another. But, I see. Bill works at,
Is it GE?
Well, what's that?
Is it GE?
GE.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bill works at GE. Bob, he's retired, of course. Mm-hmm. Carolyn, she's working at Hex in the beautician part.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's about the part of my life. Me, I'm sitting here doing nothing. But I guess I've had a lot to do in my life. I always managed to work and have what I wanted myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, Claudia, what was it like growing up in Roanoke? What was it like growing up in Roanoke? It sounds like the roads were kind of tough.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. I really think sometimes if your husband dies, you know, you're sort of left out in the left mm-hmm. field. Sometimes it's a sudden thing, and mm-hmm. you don't know right from wrong. I don't know. Of course, I stayed at home. I always had to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
And just jump in, help out, go to work. I worked, as I say, I worked at this drugstore for a long time with my older sister. She run McKesson Robbins. She like mixed made her medicine, you know, okay. And all her, she was noted for that, you know, she'd go in and fill it. And I worked with her and I'd fill castor oil bottles and all this stuff, you know, mm-hmm. it's in stores. And that's what I did when I worked there, just helped her out. I didn't get a lot of money, but I got a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, where was that? Was that in Roanoke? Was that in Roanoke?
Uh-huh.
McKesson Robbins?
McKesson Robbins.
Okay.
It's on Salem Avenue.
Oh, no kidding.
Uh-huh. It was okay. On Salem Avenue then. And I haven't really been back there. Of course, I left, married, and I went away.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get home too often when you had children. Your husband works, you don't go that much, so that's the way it is. But I don't much want to sell my home. But maybe I better listen.
Do you have any really good memories living there?
Huh?
Do you have any good memories of living in your home?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It was... Oh, I don't know. I have good memories, but I can't think of a whole lot of them.
Were there any holidays, or did you do the big holiday dinners?
Oh, yeah, we had all that.
You said you were interested in cooking.
I had big Christmas trees. Mm-hmm. Go up around them woods and cut down the prettiest one we could find. And,
okay.
And bring it down to the house and set her up to the window. And
mm-hmm.
She's pretty. I've got a lot of pictures, but I don't know where they're at. Not here, I don't, but probably somebody. Some of the cheap kids probably got them.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'm always up and at them. I worked at the Hall College for a long time. Then from there I went to Sip Mill. I worked there for a long time. I worked there, I think, before I went and then when I went back, I went back to work at the Sip Mill. I worked there till they closed it down.
Okay.
So, a lot of all this stuff I bought myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it was.
That's a good feeling.
Well, I guess it's been all right. Been kind of bad in some ways. I guess we all have that.
Mm-hmm.
Good and bad. But just have to make the best of it and go on. Mm-hmm. Try to do the best you can. And that's been my fix of it. But that's the way life is sometimes. Sheesh. I wish I could live it over. It was a lot of fun.
What's a really fun thing that you remember? What's a really fun thing that you remember? Anything in particular?
Go up in the woods and hang a rope up on them trees and mm-hmm. swing out over.
Was this as a kid?
Yeah.
When you were young?
Yeah, and then I got big too. We'd go out there and get in that swing and swing up. I think that's about where that new house went up at.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to build houses all up in there.
Probably.
It's a big... It used to belong to Garrett's. It was the old Garrett farm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we first went there. It was horses, cows, mules. Mm-hmm. It was just like an old... And we, I guess my mom did. I don't know whether my dad was living then or not. I guess he was. Seemed like it's all mom. I kind of know when she passed away, but I can't remember my dad much. I was the baby of the family, so I reckon I wasn't really old.
Mm-hmm.
But walked up a railroad track to Ogden School anyway and rode the railroad.
What was school like?
What was what?
What was school like, Ogden School?
Oh, it was nice. We had, I can't remember now whether it was a one room, just, and it started from the first, second, and third,
mm-hmm.
and seventh grade, I believe, it went as far as the seventh.
Wow.
And I think, I remember starting just when I was real small, just know what. How old were you when you started school?
About five.
Well, I think I might have been four or five, somewhere in there when I started. And we it was really hard to go to school because we had to go through the pines and it rained or snowed. We'd have to go to the railroad track. Mom, she'd worry, so we wouldn't do it. She's afraid we'd get up. My sister said, "Now see, I'm gonna tell Mom if you get on it." That's the way that goes. You know.
Oh yeah.
She said, "I'm gonna tell Mom on you for getting on that seat." And I'd ride a good ways before they caught me.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? It scared the fire out of me. And I jump off. I tell her, I said, "You watch for me when you see him coming through the cab. Holler, and I'll jump off. I'm not gonna do it," she said. So that's the way we used to have a lot of fun that way. Yeah. Oh, a lot of fun. I hadn't thought about all that for a long, long time, but it was fun. Yeah, it was fun. They had them big old banks, red clay banks, where the train went mm-hmm. through, you know?
Yep.
I'd love to ride through them, but there's a lot of where they cut through real old red clay. I would jump up before I got to school because I was afraid they'd pile them and get on them. I tell them I rode a train up. They were a train. What train? And I say, well, watch me. I'll jump off. Sometimes I'm going through that kid stuff. And I did. And I'd ride through there and show them I was riding on them. If the men didn't get me, they'd get me sometime that wouldn't get to ride. They'd watch me if they got me. Well, I still not jumping on and jumping off. Well, mercy, Mama knowed I did that. She'd have a fit, I reckon. But they wouldn't tell on me.
I think most moms would have fits.
My sister wouldn't tell on me. Oh, if you do it today, I'm going to tell her. So they said. Oh, yeah. They didn't, though. I'd ride a little ways. I wouldn't ride very far. But it was fun jumping on the seat of them. Cab of a railroad where they the men sit, you know, to watch how everything was going. That's why they kept track of me, I guess. Oh, shoot. Anyway, it was fun.
What kinds of things did you do during the summer?
Huh?
What kinds of things did you do during the summer, like when school was out?
Oh, me. Well, I tell you, I went to my sister. Run drugs companies here, and well, drug stores, I'll have to say. If you had to keep castor oil, turpentine, all that mess you had to put up in bottles. And so I'd go to work with her, and I'd fill turpentine, so many into a box, you know, and turpentine and castor oil, all them minor things, you know, that doctors would give you to take that you could buy over the counter, you know. Of course, my sister, I'd have to fill them up, wipe them off, put the label on them, put them in boxes, and then we send them out to the drugstores. And then, see, this was a wholesale house.
Okay.
So I went there and filled turpentine, castor oil, well, all that stuff that you had by bottles, you know. And then you'd stack them, put them in boxes and then send them to drugstores. If they had an order on them, you'd have to do that. So, but I kept them pretty well organized, and with castor oil, turpentine, oh, just so many different things. But I don't remember them too.
Yep. So you worked a lot during the summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I worked in summers with her. Of course, I had to go to school in winter, but all the summers I worked with her. She was more like a mama to me than my mother. My mother was always sick a lot, and she was the oldest girl. And I had two sisters and a brother. And I'd go to work with my oldest sister, and we had to walk down a railroad track for a long time to go to work. It was hard coming up then, you know. It didn't have things like they've got them now, and we'd have to hurry. And finally, I did buy me a car. Bought me a Model T Ford. Don't I wish I had that now?
Yeah, a lot of people would.
Boy, I'd get that old Model T and go to town, go anywhere I wanted to.
What did you do in town when you drove in?
What
did you do in town when you drove in?
Oh, go to one of these drug stores where they sold sodas. And then you go in where you buy clothes, look around, see what's in style. Then we go, as you'll say, to the drugstores and order up your drink and get you something to eat if you want it. That's kind of what it was. You sit around these tables. You've seen these, I don't know whether you've seen them or not, but there's tables to stand for. Not the round tables, you know, and so many sit to it. And we go to drugstores and order something to eat and drink and sat there and laugh and holler. It was fun then. Yeah, you know, I wonder sometimes if children have fun like they used to. I don't believe they do, really.
How come?
They might, though. Of course, I don't. Different in the...
How come you don't think they might have, or why do you think they might not have fun?
Well, I know they have fun and some things, but it's, you know, like going in a drugstore and sitting down mm-hmm. and ordering up your stuff. I reckon you could do it. I mean, I did for a long time. I guess you could. It would be fun. But when I go out with anybody now, we go sometimes to Dib before I come handicap all around. Mm-hmm. But I always had a car, though, so I'd go and get a bunch, and we'd travel somewhere. Not far off, but the Model T Fords, they could be fixed. Most everybody come along in the summer and break down, they could fix it.
How many people did you fit in one? How many people did you fit in your Model T?
Well, you could, not many.
Not many?
Probably three could get in there if it squeezed a little bit.
Okay.
In that front seat, you know.
And was it just a front bench seat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just had a front seat. And then that was about it. Mm-hmm. But it took you there and brought you back. That's about all you're looking for then.
Definitely.
And sometimes I'd go pick up somebody if there wasn't nobody around. And go pick them up. I'll call them up. We always had a telephone for mm-hmm. when they first come in. I'd call them up and tell them, be ready. I'll be right there a little bit. We'd go to town or go somewhere mm-hmm. and sit. You used to go up on Bent Mountain, and mm-hmm. that's where I come off on. That's where I come off and was laying with the car on top of it.
That's steep around there.
Yeah, it was. It was going around that corner. I wasn't driving, though. I wish I had been. But one of my sister's friends, Bose, was driving my car around this, and he was going around these sharp curves. You know, such sharp curves. I ain't been up there for years. I'd love to go.
It's still steep. It's still steep.
Is it?
Yeah.
And I would know that bend if they haven't cut it down as well. But it was a sharp bend in the road, and I can't. I can't remember who was driving us now, unless it was this fellow that my sister was going with. I was on the outside of the, you know, I was just one seat Ford Model T Ford, mm-hmm. and it had just three could sit good, and that wasn't good. And I sitting on the outside, I guess that's why it put me in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, I got over it, and I wasn't too bad off already, maybe. I don't know. I got married after that and had babies, so I reckon I was okay.
Sounds like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I got two boys and one girl, so I guess I made it okay.
You did.
Yeah, but it was fun. Oh, I had a lot of fun growing up. I wish kids had a lot of fun like they used to, but they don't. I don't believe. It just seemed like they wanted to do. They like to go to movies and like to do things like that, but you know, I used to love to get out on the road with a Model T and have a ball. Mm-hmm. My mom would be fussing the whole time. Don't you go up on that mountain? Don't you go up on that mountain? Well, I heard it right straight for the mountain. Right straight. Is that the way you did when you was going up?
I think we all have a little bit of that in us. I did a little bit of that too.
Yeah, that's right. You do. And I'll tell you, it's fun to think about it, talk about it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think children have as much fun as we did growing up. You know, I did. I had a lot of fun growing up. If I decided to get married, and he didn't live very long, he died. He worked in, if you go to Huntington, West Virginia, he worked in a hotel. I can't now, that won't come to me what the name of that hotel was, save my life. Pritchard, Hotel Pritchard. Jimmy was head of all the work that went on there, you know, like mm-hmm. Fire, like the keeping it warm, you know, mm-hmm. keeping the whole building. What was that name of that hospital, or that hotel they stayed, or they worked in? Oh, man, I can't think of it now. But anyways, they worked in it. And my boyfriend then had a Model T Ford. Oh, I had one, and I'd take him. Yeah, I'd take him place. I'd go pick him up. I married him, and he died too, so. And that's my life. All my husbands have died, left me.
Mm-hmm.
But my last husband, he made good money. I'm not poor. He spied for me. So
that's good.
That was good. Yeah, I get a good sized check from him every month.
Mm-hmm.
That sure feels, sounds good to me. Of course, I ain't seen it, but
right.
It sounds good. Keeps me here.
It's nice being comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked out after me, so I reckon I guess I'm better off than a lot of them. Because
mm-hmm.
he wanted me to have everything.
Did you deserve it?
And I guess I did.
Did you deserve it? To have everything?
Yeah, I reckon. I didn't have everything, but I had just a good life. And I, of course, married again. And he was a, and talked about my husband's, he was a, I married a Johnson, I believe, the last time. I hadn't thought about talking about getting married and having a husband. Well, I had, let's see, one, at least three,
mm-hmm.
and two of them passed away. And no, I don't guess I had the two, but I don't know. I can't keep up with them. I hadn't thought about them in a long time.
Yeah.
But they were both good men if I had two husbands, I think. I won't put that third on because I can't like it. But anyways, they was there one time or another. I have one son, he's retired. He comes in and picks the menus for me to eat most every week. This would be good, Mom. He's married and got a son and two girls. And a wife. He lives out like going to Ben Mountain up that mm-hmm. way. This road that goes out that way.
Okay.
That's the one I lived on until I married and left Roanoke. Seemed like my life is a whole lot of a mystery. Doesn't fade away. I've told you a whole lot of it. But I don't know. There's probably more to it than I'm thinking of.
It's hard to keep it all in mind.
I forgot most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I think of it, a whole lot of it sometimes. But you seem like I'm married and done like I wanted to do. Well, I worked in Visco's when I was married. I was made pretty good money there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was younger, I worked with my sisters. I'd say, putting up casserole.
Mm-hmm.
She'd give me money, along. They didn't, but I kept her from doing it. She had prescriptions to fill for drugstores. And I'd do the casserole and the turpentine and all that mess. Put in gallon jugs or pints, quarts, whatever they wanted. So many pints, so many quarts. Wonder I can remember that, but I am. I've got into it now. It's got my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd pick it up. Drugstores pick it up. Oh, me. It was fun. I liked it. I don't know whether the girls have fun anymore. Like, there wasn't a whole lot to have fun with, but then you could go and do and have fun. I love to dance, and boy, I'd go to. I was trying to think of that place where I danced so much. It's going out the other road. Oh gosh, it just come to me now, but I can't think of what's the name of it. Probably will one sometime when you're in such a hurry.
That's okay.
And I said, dang, why couldn't I stop? It was a popular place. You could go in there and dance, drink beer, you know, all that stuff. But I never drank anything. I may taste it just to, I don't like I was drinking that. But I didn't. I'd be afraid to go home if I was.
What kind of dancing did you do?
Oh, well, two steps. I used to do the Charleston.
Okay.
Oh, I dance up that. I could do that great. And then two step, one step. Dance most anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was danced up a storm.
Was that every week?
Huh?
Was that every week that you went dancing?
Huh?
Did you go dancing every week?
Oh, yeah. Every Friday and Saturday night on the dance floor we were. Somebody come along, let's go dancing. Mm-hmm. And that's the way Mama said, and I was afraid Mom worried about me. And I tried to keep that from her. I'd say we were going to a movie. Going to a movie. Didn't go to a movie no more or nothing. We were dancing.
Were there a lot of
people? She liked to dance too, so she knew it. I told her something. Sometimes I'd tell her, but not all the times we tell her we was going dancing. But nobody didn't like to dance like I did. Now, I had two sisters. They wouldn't dance, but I sure I'd dance any of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was a baby, and I could just get out there and do anything, dance any of that stuff. Two-step, one-step, Charleston. I'd do that Charleston and all that stuff, you know that? Oh, it was fun.
Which one was your favorite?
I hadn't thought about that stuff. You sat in here listening to me. I hadn't thought about that stuff in a time. That's my life's past history. But it was fun. I'll have to say, I enjoyed it. Yeah.
No, what made you interested in talking with me? I mean, I'm a stranger.
Oh, I know. Well, I don't know.
I was just curious.
You just sat down there and like you might be interested. I didn't know nothing what I had to say. I just went ahead and jabbered away. I don't have anybody to talk to. You know, it's kind of good. You come in, and I was going to talk to you. It's all my past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. But I say I don't think girls have as much fun as they used to. Well, they might. I don't know. I really haven't been on a dance floor since I got married the last time. And I never did stay out too late and worry my mother. I'd always try to get in before it got too late, if I could.
What time did you have to be home?
Well, before 2 or 3 o'clock. Yeah, I'd better try to make it before 2 or 3 o'clock.
Yep.
Sometimes she'd be asleep with me. And then I'd get married, and that's the way it is. I was married twice. I married a Johnson the first time, and he passed away on me. Then I married
Wilson?
My last husband, I can't think of his name.
So Acres?
Acres? Acres. Oh, man. I just said it doesn't that long ago. Slips my mind. Yeah. My own Acres. Oh, man. Well.
Claudia, I've taken up a lot of your time today.
Well,
thank you.
Well, I ain't doing nothing. You might have a lot of things you want to do. Oh, and I've talked my head off at you.
That's okay.
Well, I don't have nobody to talk to. Bill come in, watch the news, watch the paper, looks at the paper, and Mama wants anything you want, and time almost to go eat. That's the way we go. But he comes every day and sees everything's all right. And he gonna come, and I told him, you don't want to make Julia mad. I said, she might not like you coming every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Julia ain't got nothing to do with me. That's the way that goes, you know. Are you married?
I am. I am. Been married for about 4.5 years now.
Well, that's so nice.
Getting started.
Yeah, well, you're happy, I'm glad for you. I wish all the happiness. Have you got any children?
No, no.
Don't have any children.
Just a dog and a cat.
Well.
Not yet.
Yeah, they're. Well, I've always liked children, but still, I guess I had them anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had them anyway.
Well, Claudia, is there any last closing thoughts that you want to...
Do what, huh?
Are there any last closing thoughts that you wanted to offer, or... So I'm going to have to wind down here and go pick another victim.
If somebody lives here, you mean?
Yeah, I'm actually scheduled to talk with another person.
I don't know anybody here yet. I ain't been here, and I don't get out and plug around like that. I probably would do a little better than that, but I just, if they come in and talk to me, I'd jabber away at them, I reckon, but I'm not much on. Well, if they come in, we could talk. Or no, sometimes I have two girlfriends that come see me quite often. Of course, they're married. They come. One of them's got a baby or got a child. The other one probably has. I don't know. Some comes more often than the other, and I forget them. Ooh, I put this thing on this morning because it was cold in here, and now it's got
warming up.
That's, I've been running my jibber now. I'm burning up. I'll have to hunt me up something to put on this cable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me.
Claudia, I want to thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, honey, I'm real glad to see your jabber at you. I hadn't talked about none of that for so long. I guess I'm going to remember, but I haven't. I remember.
Oh, you remember just fine.
Yeah, it was fun. Right. I had fun growing up.
It really sounds like it.
I really did, and I had fun married, too. And my husband's all left me, but in a good way, so.
I'm going to go ahead and turn this off.
That's a good Lord left me here and took, let's see, I've been married. What, twice or three times, was it?
Well, you told me both. I think it sounded like three, though. It sounded like three.
Yes, I believe it is. I've been married three times. And all my husbands passed away on me. Well, I reckon it's time for the Lord to take them. I guess that was good, Joel.
Sounds like it.
Oh, I think we did have fun. Oh, my last husband was kind of old-fashioned. His mother lived with us. She's real sweet. But, you know, he's kind of old-timish like. He wasn't pretty like I was out of
He didn't stay out till 2 or 3 in the morning?
No. He did drink, but not out of proportion. But he didn't like his... Well, sometimes I drank with him. But anyways, I guess I did when I was going with him. Probably after I got married, I didn't drink. Oh, I never drank that much. But I thought I'd come home drunk. My mother just shot me. No, I might take it to please him a little bit. I drank a little bit. Oh, well, a little bit of whiskey ain't going to hurt you, but I don't want
to. A little bit won't. A lot might.
But it'll make you happy once in a while.
It will. It definitely will.
Yeah, I've had some big times, I'll tell you, in my life. I hope the good Lord will forgive me if I've done anything wasn't right. But
we can all hope, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Claudia. We'll have to...